My name is Senator Tina Tartaglione. I am extremely proud to stand with my colleagues to do this press conference. I represent the 2nd District in Philadelphia. In his second inaugural address in 1937, as America was finally beginning to see their way out of the Great Depression, Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "The test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much, it is whether we provide enough for those who have too little." Today, 10 years after the Great Recession, and with the corporate elite, bankers, and conservative economists now celebrating a new federal tax law along with gains of the stock market, working people are still waiting for their share of prosperity, particularly those who happen to work in Pennsylvania. That's why a centerpiece of our jobs and economic platform is raising Pennsylvania's minimum wage to a fair, family-sustaining level. Raising the minimum wage would benefit millions of Pennsylvanians, workers, and in turn, inject billions of dollars right back into the economy. This would be true economic stimulus, unlike the new federal tax law, which delivers most of its benefits to corporations and rich people by creating minimal temporary tax relief for those people in the middle class. Raising Pennsylvania's minimum wage would help working people in substantial ways. It would help them pay for college and technical school and improve their earning potential. It would help them buy homes and build personal equity, and it would help them cope with out-of-control health care costs. Regrettably, Pennsylvanians haven't raised its minimum wage since 2006, and the federal government hasn't raised it nationally since 2009. All 6 of Pennsylvania's neighboring states have raised their minimum wage above the federal level of $7.25 an hour, as have 28 states across this country and the District of Columbia. But Pennsylvania has fallen behind the times. At $7.25 an hour, someone who works 40 hours a week earns just about $15,000 a year. That's below the poverty level for a 2-person household. When you consider inflation, wage earners have about a 12.5% less earning power than they did in 2009. That means many minimum wage earners have been digging themselves into debt just to make ends meet. Wage stagnation has been worse for people who earn tips, like waitresses and bartenders. Tip workers has not been with a raise since 1998. The minimum wage right now is $2.83 an hour. That's why I'm planning to introduce legislation on Monday with Senator Hayworth at 12 o'clock in the media room that would change the minimum wage from minimum to $15 a day by 2024. The bill also proposes to raise the minimum wage for tip earners to $12 an hour by 2024. Furthermore, starting in 2025, the minimum wage would increase automatically each year based on the cost of living adjustment, something that we tried to get in the last legislation and we couldn't do. We're going to do it this time. Raising the minimum wage is a responsible thing to do. It will provide working families with a reasonable, fair chance of keeping up with dynamic economic conditions, which is the current minimum wage fails to do. Also, working families that earn more increase their financial capability to spend, injecting revenue into Pennsylvania's economy and strengthening our overall financial health. We proved when we raised the minimum wage in 2006 that money went right back into the economy. same things are going to happen. That's what the naysayers are going to say. We proved them wrong in 2006. We're going to prove them wrong in 2018.